Scott Grolt, Research Associate at FAPRI.
And you opened up this Ag Outlook conference today, Scott, talking about corn, soybeans, and wheat, and what farmers can expect, of course, given all the variables, right?
Of course. So there's been quite a bit of production the past few years, and so we're sitting on a lot of stocks out there for those commodities. And until we can go through some of those stocks, we expect prices to be a little bit lower. But if we can return to trend yields, we expect that to play out within the next few years.
All right. So you talked about also the safety net programs.
Yeah. ARC and PLC. ARC had been a better choice for corn producers beginning in the farm bill. And over 90% of them chose ARC. But as prices have lowered, PLC has become more attractive. And we expect a lot more of them to switch over to that in 2019 if they're allowed to re-enroll. And that's kind of the general trend we've been seeing across a lot of the crops, really, is PLC is becoming more attractive. But it's worth noting that neither of these programs provides the income levels high enough to make farmers return to the point where they were 5 years ago as far as farm income.
Right. And I think a lot of farmers realize that this is not going to be the rebound year. But longer term, what are we looking at?
Longer term, with trend yields, we're still not looking at returning to where we were 5 years ago. A better situation, but nowhere near $7 corn. Low to mid $3 corn in there. And again, that's assuming no drought or anything like that. A drought could change things in a hurry.
Oh, sure. And we know that from 2012. What about soybeans?
Soybeans is a similar story to corn, really. It's been stronger than corn the past few years, and we expect that this year, and fairly level soybean plantings for next year. However, if things return to trend, soybeans have a little more to lose than corn since they've been a little stronger than corn, and we could see acreage coming off a little bit, but we still have nearly record acreage in our baseline going forward.
And what about wheat, Scott?
Wheat has been probably the saddest of the three commodities. We've had over 5 years of above trend yields. And so the world just hasn't been wanting much wheat. We expect a little bit of a rebound in the 2018 plantings. But again, there's just so much wheat out there that unless something dramatic changes, there's not a lot of demand for it.
And you also touched on a couple of our crops in southeast Missouri.
Yeah, I talked a little bit about cotton in my presentation. Cotton has been suffering from overabundance of world stocks. China at one point had over 2 years worth of use sitting in their inventories. They've started to draw some of that down, which has helped prices, and we've seen some cotton plantings rebounding because of that. 2017 was a very good year for cotton yields, and so we're sitting with quite a bit of domestic stocks going into 18, which could hurt the prices to some degree. Our forecast for cotton prices is probably a little more optimistic than it had been the past few years just because there's less stocks in the world. But we're not talking about prices where they were 5 years ago. I'm saying a lot of the same things for the same crops because it's very similar stories overall.
You're repeating yourself a lot.
I sure am.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Pat's going to talk a little bit about farm incomes this afternoon, but we've been sitting at about half the level of farm incomes where we were 5 years ago. We've been at about $60 billion compared to $120 billion. There's not a lot on the horizon that makes us believe that's going to change dramatically. So what I'm saying about these crops kind of feeds through into that, and it's not a very optimistic picture. There's some stock issues that need to be worked through. They're going to have to be worked through to return farm profitability to the levels it was.